Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Giant 90.9 FM. This is Inside Athletic Training. I am glad to interview the certified athletic trainer for the Wheeling Nailers, Dan Barker. How's your day going?
Good. How are you?
Great. So, I have 11 questions to ask you.
Okay.
How did you decide on being an athletic trainer?
So, I actually didn't. I was going to go be a woodshop teacher, and it was a last-minute kind of decision. My mom kind of guided me in the right direction. I met a guy who used to work for the Steelers as a trainer, and I just kind of got hooked.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Wheeling Jesuit University, and I went for my undergrad, and then I went and got my master's degree at California University of Pennsylvania. I had the chance of being underneath Dave Dennis. He's a really great program director, you know, salt of the earth guy. He can do anything for you, and I was able to learn a lot out of him, and still consider him a good friend today.
How many years have you been certified?
I just graduated in 2017, so I'm still pretty fresh. So I've been certified for 2 years now, just got my recertification, so that's always a good thing.
What other sports have you worked with?
So coming back from the college level, I did men's basketball and football. I was the head of both of those.
Summarize a typical practice day for you.
A typical practice day usually starts off, I get in the morning around 8 o'clock. They start doing some paperwork, try to get everything done while it's still quiet before the guys get there. And then, you know, practice happens, all the treatments for that, and then clean up, and then some more paperwork from the day's activities, and usually I get a workout in to relieve all my stresses, but it's pretty good. It's not never a really stressful day.
Do you have set treatment, rehab, doctor times?
Not really. If we're away the night before a game, we'll have a treatment time the next day, but nothing too crazy. The guys just kind of come in when they need it, and you know, they're all adults, so I just try to lead them in the right direction.
I've stumped all of the trainers I have interviewed so far. I've stumped George for the fuel, Brad Frederick, Nick from Kansas City. So, but anyway, what is the importance of athletic training?
Well, that is a good question. I think just because of how deep it is, you know, athletic trainers, they're on call 24/7. Certainly don't take on-call pay, but it's all about the athletes themselves. So anything that we can do, it takes a special person, you know, to be in healthcare in general. Whether it's a nurse or a doctor or a surgeon, you know, you really have to care for the person, not just the title of the person.
What was the worst injury you have ever seen?
So my first ever event, I had an arterial head wound and a rugby player. I had to cover a rugby game once, and it was pretty bad. My 2 hours into my career, we almost had to life flight a guy, but we were able to get him stabilized, and everything worked out well.
Do you tell the players that your trainer's room is somewhere to feel safe?
Absolutely. I think that's with every healthcare facility. You know, we don't really think of just a small room in an arena as a healthcare facility, but it really is. And if they can come there, you know, vent to me and I can vent to them, you know, everybody feels happy at the end of the day. And that's what we really go for, is the health of the player, mentally and physically.
What do you tell the players that just hang around the training room and not getting treatment done?
I tell them move. You know, get out of the way. No, I'm just kidding. They're all pretty good guys, and they know when something needs done. I like to joke around. I like to have fun in the training room. It should be a place where you feel safe, but it's also a place of work. And if I can make you laugh during the good times, it'll make you respect what I did during the bad times even more. So I think we have a good understanding.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about athletic training?
I don't think so. I think if you ever come in contact with an athletic trainer, just, you know, just say thank you. It's very few and far between because of the pace of the way that we work. And I think that every little bit of gratitude from athletes or players or coaches, it really goes a long way. It makes my day better, that's for sure, when somebody says thank you.
Now, we're certified athletic trainer Dan Barker for the Wheeling Nailers. This is Giant 90.9.